What up, dude?
What up, what up?
Not
What's
much.
up, man?
Just chilling. Just got my bullpen in for the day and got my lift in for the day. And then I just got practice tonight to grind. It's a grind. Let me tell you, it's a grind.
Well, I tell you what, man, just congratulations at first, dude. Like, I know it's not finished yet, but I mean, what a cool accomplishment being Pac-12 champs.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I don't know if I've ever been in a, you know, in a position cooler than that. I mean, that's probably one of the best, you know, things that's happened. But, you know, kind of, it's the road to Omaha now. So, you know, I kind of want to hoist the bigger trophy at the end of the year.
Well, it's been a while since we talked, man. So, I mean, let me just go over for everyone that's listening today on just your season. So 40-15 on the year as a team, 27-7 at home. I mean, absolutely awesome right there. And that's as a team, and coming with regionals, coming to your place, being 27-7 at home, I mean, it's going to make you feel pretty good right there.
That is in itself. I think there was 2 months where we went playing at home where we didn't lose a single game at home. 2 months.
Jeez.
So it's one of those things that we love playing at our field. You know, our dimensions on our field is quite different than other places, and we feel that, we know that. So people coming in here, it's gonna be different for them, and we know that. It's like 366 down the left field line, 410 in the power alleys and the gaps, 390 center field, and we got like 350 in right field. So, you know, the dimensions like that, you know, there it's different. It's different when people come into town. So,
and so then just
the weather as well. You know, if you're not used to hot, dry weather like we are,
yeah,
it's gonna be pretty. So.
So what's the energy on the team like, knowing that, man, that you're 27-7 at home, 40-15 on the year, you became Pac-12 champs, and now everyone's coming to your place, man? Like, is there any better time to play baseball, dude, going to the field right now? I don't think so.
No, there's not. We're really high right now. We've had, you know, it's been since 2017, the last time, you know, Arizona baseball has been in the postseason. So, you know, we came in to the beginning of the year wanting to get that grinding for that. And now we're here and we're best team in the pack. Great record. And, you know, in the clubhouse right now is really high. We're really excited to get going. Especially, you know, we don't even have to get on a plane until we go to Omaha. If we grind it out and get there and win these games. So we're just at an all-time high right now, and we're more than excited. It's like a new, brand new season coming along right now, and it's exciting.
It's the best, man. That playoff baseball, there's nothing like it. So just a little, let's talk about your season, man. It's been a while since we talked. I know you've been out there grinding. I've been fired up the whole year just following you, man. I loved, you know, all the stuff you told me in the winter when you're out here running in the snow by yourself and all that. You talked about all this, man. You had this vision before the season even started, but let's just go through your season, man. You were 8-1 on the year, 83 innings, man, 89 strikeouts to 24 walks, man, and just a Friday night guy. I mean, let's talk about your first season in AZ, man.
You know, first season AZ, you know, started great, you know, season was going great. You know, just go on and pitch on that Friday night. You just want to give your chance, the team a chance to win, you know. Competing every pitch, competing your butt off for your team. And that's kind of what I got. That's kind of just what I thought about in the beginning of the year. And then, you know, baseball. It's a game of baseball. You have those couple games that, you know, humble you. When you're not doing things right off the field or even on the field, you're going to have those games. The game's going to tell you when you're not doing things right, and it's going to get you back on track. I had a couple of those this year, you know, maybe not as many as I wanted, but, I mean, it's good. because it gets me back on track and it gets me to, you know, learn even more to, you know, I need to be better at what I'm doing. But that's basically it. I just, when I'm having fun, it's just awesome out there. Being 8-1, you know, just, you know, like I said, wanted to put my team in a chance to win, and I did that. And, you know, now we're 0-0, and I'm excited. I'm very excited.
So is it, are you going to be pitching game one, man? Have they set a rotation yet? Have you talked to Jay about stuff?
Yes, I will be throwing Friday night, opening night for us regionals. And you know, I'm excited, you know, from here on out, whatever's happened in the season, hasn't happened. You just got to be hungry for more. What's in front of you the next 200 feet. And that's that. The next 200 feet right now is, you know, how I'm going to be eating to take care of my body to get ready for this practice that I have in a couple hours, you know, so just taking it day by day, but definitely excited to get out there Friday, you know, night, 100% capacity in our stadium, playing another in-state team. So, you know, we might have 8,500 people out there at the stands on Friday night. And, you know, if we have that full crowd, you know, that's just going to bring in the more of the adrenaline. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, just think, man. You've been in those situations before, dude. Not too many amateur kids get to throw in Farmington in front of, you know, 4,000 to 5,000 people as a high school kid. Like you've built for this moment, man. Like you've pitched in these games your whole life. I mean, the game just has levels, man. This is just a level up. But I mean, you're being a big game guy in the amateur ranks in high school. I mean, the Connie Mack World Series here, dude, I've seen that place 5,000 people screaming, and you've had to pitch in the biggest games there as an amateur, and now you're going to do it on Friday night here, man. And like I texted you on Instagram, was when preparation meets opportunity, that's when the great things happen. And yep, you've set the work, man. A lot of people see you having success and they see the pitcher, you know, up on Facebook yesterday as champs. But I mean, Friday night, dude, you've been working for this for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. I mean, your whole life. I mean, this is a whole year of work going in, and you've put the work in to go out and set the tone for your program on Friday night, man. And I can't wait to watch it, dude. It's going to be fun, man. I'm so fired up for you, dude.
It's going to be so fun. And that's what it is. That's where sometimes people forget, you know, me at times, you know, when you prepare all that year, you don't, and then, you know, you go away from everything. You go in on a Friday night, just going away from your personality or what you've prepared for. You got to trust your preparation. And sometimes, yeah, you know, I go into a Friday night thinking I got to do more than I need to, when I don't, when I can just trust my preparation. Yeah. And the pitcher that I am is good enough. I'm not, you know, preparing, you know, obviously I'm preparing to throw hard, to, you know, throw low strikes, everything. But then Friday night, I'm not going to all of a sudden jump 3 miles an hour by trying to overpower someone.
100%.
It's already in there. So sometimes, you know, that I take that preparation for granted and I don't need to. So all that, you know, I can just go back, and I do all the time when I'm sitting in the dugout, I have to go back and, like, sitting at practice, I go back and look at what I've done and what I've prepared for. And I've been doing it all year, so why do I need it one night? You know, that sometimes puts me in check. But that's what some people forget, you know, to trust your preparation. And then when it's out there, you just got to enjoy the moment, enjoy it, and have fun. You know, when you're when you're having fun on vacation, it's not like you're going to, like, you know, go fast and do everything fast. You're going to take the time, and you're going to take the time to do things and enjoy it. Like, then when you're on your last day, you're going to take extra time to do a lot more things to enjoy it. So you just got to enjoy the moment and have fun. You know, it's a game, and it's built.
And just like this, man, you've earned that moment, dude. This is why you work hard. You can't just be in the trenches all the time. You're in the trenches to earn your start Friday night. So when you take that mound Friday night, like you said, take in the stands, take in this, like, you know, we're feeling it. I'm going to lead my team to the World Series in front of these things. Like, this is the moment. This is why we work hard. And this is what I want the kids to understand. It's so you get to enjoy those moments, because this is stuff you dream of, man. Like, it was so cool to see your Instagram story, man, when you see Cody years ago with the trophy, man. And then you skip forward years later and you've done the same thing. And it's like, now you get to throw Friday night. And it's like, you're exactly right. Enjoy that day, man. Enjoy that moment. Put the everything of all the work's being put in. And this is when the great things happen, man, you know? And this is why I'm so fired up for you, because the work has been put in. And you just nailed it, man. I love to hear that when you struggled this year. It was like you just said, like the game humbled me the way it was. And I put too much pressure on myself, and I've just got to enjoy the moments. And I always had one of my coaches tell me this, man, the games we played were always at 7 p.m. And he's like, listen, Adam, if you put in all the work that's supposed to be put in before 7 p.m., the game's fun. And he's like, if not, the game becomes work. And I never forgot that, man. And it's like, exactly what you said. Friday night, the work's put in, you go out and freaking get it done, dude. That's where
you get it done and have fun and just compete your tail off. You know, that's where at some points, you know, I forget to do that sometimes, and I can't, you know, because it is a game in the end of the day, and it's meant to just be played to have some fun out there. You got to put in the work on your off time to enjoy those moments that you get in your dreams.
100%, man. And it's like competing on the biggest stages like that. Is there anything better? No. This is it, man. Like, you get to feel the energy of your teams. I tell you what I miss from playing is how you're going to feel waking up Friday. Like, just fit that when you walk into that, I this is what I miss from like playing baseball, man. When you walk into that locker room and you feel your team and the energy, and you know you're going to go on the field that night, and it's like, that's what I miss, dude. Like, I'm so pumped for you, dude. I'm so proud of what you've done this year already, and I know it's just going to continue. But just from the hard work and doing that, but just how you're going to feel Friday is like – everything I wish every kid in this game could get to feel at least one time.
I wish that too, you know, because that feeling is, you know, even on a regular season game on a Friday night in a Pac-12, and you're facing, you know, University of Oregon, or you're facing UCLA, or, you know, it's just, you know, even, you know, the younger guys in mid-majors, you know, it's just that Division I baseball, and you're like about to toe it up against another Division I program, and you just know, and you want to win, and it's just crazy energy. You know, you could say it's kind of like in high school, but no, it's different. It's different on how the levels change, and the
next level, man.
It is 100% different.
Well, I tell you what, dude, I'm so proud of what you've done like already this year. And I'm so proud to like, see you this Friday night and see you guys get, you know, putting your run towards Omaha, dude, and being in this situation. You guys have given yourself a great chance, man. I mean, what an opportunity for the University of Arizona baseball program to be Pac-12 champs. The regionals are coming into your house on the road to Omaha, man. Like, it does not get better in Tucson, Arizona right now for the Arizona Wildcats baseball program. What a awesome time to be down there playing, man.
You just don't know. Grant says he's coming down Friday, and he'll probably be able to fill that crowd of 8,500 people, and, you know, just being his friend and everything, and, you know, how close we are. He's probably going to be feeling a little bit of what I'm feeling, and that's
just awesome. Dude, it'll be cool.
Awesome. And then, you know, even if you can get down here, Adam, for no, even not this weekend, but next weekend for a super, if we pull this off, like I know we can do, if we just, you know, my teammates and I just stick to what we can do and not try to be any more extra than we can, and just play our game and hopefully get you down here, just, you know. But
dude, you might have the whole town of Farmington headed down there, brother.
I mean
the whole town supports me right now, man. There's so many people around here that see you out on that field, man, and feel that, you know, they're all out there with you, man. We just, like, they all love you to death. The whole town loves what you're doing. I see the way young kids look at you, man, and talk about you. Some of the kids that come and work out here, and they follow what you're doing. And it's just, that's why I wanted to get you on today, man, just to, like, it gives them energy, you know. It gives our town energy. Everyone – It's just awesome, dude. It's awesome. And you've been a great leader for the kids around here, man. Like, and, you know, I know your whole story going from Tennessee and all over, and I know the hard work that, but one thing I think you don't see, man, is what you've done even for just young kids, dude, that have that dream to play Division I baseball. And when they see you on the mound Friday night, it's like all the kids around here just light up. You know, it's because they're like, man, that could be me. Like, Chase was from Farmington, man. Like, he was just a regular kid hanging out in this town, watching Cody play, being a little brother to him and watching Shiloh. But now he's in Tucson and the biggest stage in college baseball, being a dude. And it's just awesome, man. It's awesome for the kids around here to see, because it gives them hope, dude. And, you know, there's so many people that are going to be there with you next on Friday, dude, that, you know, it's going to be awesome, man. I'm so fired up for you, man. I'm just so fired up for your family and the road and just all of it, dude. And the next month of baseball is going to be so good, man. I'm fired up for you, dude. You're doing great things, brother. And no one's more prepared to throw Friday night than you, man. And I seen it in the winter, dude. No one's seen those days in the winter, but I did. And that's what you're going to step on that field as the best player Friday night, brother. And God's going to be out there with you Friday night, man. He knows all the work you've put in, and it's going to be something special, dude. And I'm just glad that you've earned that right to be out there Friday night, and that the University of Arizona baseball program is looking to you, man. And that's a tribute to your hard work. It's a tribute to the young man you are. It's a tribute to not giving up, even when things didn't go your way. And they felt that energy off you the whole season, dude. The reason they're putting you on the field Friday night is exactly how you worked out this winter. Like, I'm coming to do this. We're coming to do this. We're doing that. And the team felt it, dude. And it's awesome to watch. It's awesome to see. And I'm so fired up for you, brother. I really am.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, I even had that. Even speaking of that winter, you know, I even had some guys even saw that on my story and stuff like that. They're like, what are you doing up there? Are you just like crazy? You guys crazy up there or something? I'm like, no, the people, I'm like, the people willing to do that crazy stuff, we get crazy up there. When you're working for something, it gets pretty crazy up there. So yeah, they're like, yeah, oh my gosh, were you not freezing? Were you not? I'm like, no, it doesn't matter when you're working to an ultimate goal. And that's what I kind of wanted to pass those guys. But, you know, they were aware, like, of the things that we were doing up there. And that was awesome. Yeah.
And I would want to go on the field and say, I've got this dude's back, man. Let's freaking go to war.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, man. Like, I'm getting behind guys like that. Like, if I'm coming out playing behind you, it's like, my dude's on the mound. We're going to war. I don't care who's in the other dugout. They better be ready. But we're coming at you with the best stuff, and we're coming at you like that, man. And that's the dudes I wanted to play behind the whole time, especially starting pitchers-wise, man. Guys that have that mentality, it's like, I'll play behind you any day of the week because you're leading us into battle, man. And that's got to be earned. That's got to be earned, man. That is an earned spot to be in, and they seen it, you know, and that's the power, man. So, I mean, I'm not going to keep you much longer, dude, because I know just how exciting it is for you right now. I can't even go into practice today, man. I mean, what a night to go to practice. Just this whole week, night. I mean, soak it all up, man. Soak every practice, every throw, every conversation, every part of your team. Soak it all up, man. And enjoy you guys coming to war on Friday night, man. But thanks for joining us, man. I really, like, I appreciate it, man.
I love these things. Love them. Love them.
Yeah, it's good to see you, brother. And like I said, man, all the best Friday night. We love you to death. And tell the team that there's a whole town down here fired up for them too, man. So
I will for sure. I will definitely for sure. And hopefully to see you next weekend, maybe. Maybe in Omaha. Man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. Definitely see you this summer for some more workouts. That's for dang sure. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, we'll stay in touch, dude, and whatever we can do to make it happen, man. I mean, I'm down to try to make it happen for sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right, man.
I'll see you Friday, Bessie.
Yeah, dude. I'll be there,
dude,
bro.
Bessinator in the stands looking at that good, too. Let's be honest. I mean, look at that face right now. Like, that is just an absolutely amazing looking face right there. Like, having him in the stands Friday night looking at the shop, I mean, that's a win-win. Let's be honest.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
dude, I'm excited to see you, bro. Just, you know, calling you, checking up on your games and stuff, finally getting to see you in action will be a blessing, dude. It'll be fun. It'll be just like when you'd come for the World Series, man, sitting in the stands watching you be in support. It'll be sick, dude. It'll just be so cool to see, like, it all, like Adam said, man, like watching you put in that work and then finally, you know, being able to watch it, man, and be supportive of you, dude. It's cool. You're doing a lot of big things. I know a lot of kids, you know, I'm working with kids and same thing Adam said, they all want to know what Chase is doing. It's like, dude, he's just getting after it, you know, like, it's just different from me because you're my friend, you know? So it's just, I always just, you know, I grew up with the guy. Like, now this is, nothing's new for me. I remember all the times me and you would be ultra competitive, you know, thinking about all the times we play Catan and.
Oh my.
So it's super exciting, dude. And,
no, even my brother, you know, just saying when he posted that picture, he's like, oh yeah, the 2016 champs would have whooped your butt. You know, it was just like, oh, what are you guys saying? And then I got on FaceTime with him right after that, talking to him about it. And then we just had gotten the conversation of who would win and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just that awesome thing when you have that competitive nature and then also that support system from the same competitive people that you're going against is just awesome.
It is, man. Well, take care, brother. We love you to death. We'll be watching Friday night, man.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. And I'll definitely keep in touch and see you this summer.
Yeah, dude, we'll do another one next week. So we'll do
it. Hey, if we win, we're doing another one. That's right.
Hey,
all right.
We'll definitely do it, man.
All right. See you, bro.
See you guys.
We'll see you guys.